Howdy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. I hope you were able to work on plans today. I hope you were able to work on some of your goals today. Heck, I hope that you succeeded in a couple of your goals today. Because goals is how you're going to move forward, and that is what we are all about. Getting you to move forward in your life in a way that will make you a better person. I'm going to cover a topic today, some of which is known, some of which is speculated, some of which, while I normally will give you proof, these are topics in which people try to keep hidden. And so I won't have the proof. But we're going to go into it. We're going to talk about these things that happen within our government on all levels, whether it's people that are working jobs at the Department of Labor, Department of Interior, Department of Justice, Department of Health and Human Services, any of those federal departments, all the way up to people that are elected by you and I to serve in Congress and possibly the presidency. So we're going to start with the simple part of this. We have a criminality within our government. I don't think that that is a surprise to anyone that is listening to me or pays attention to the news. But if you follow me, I have been covering instances in which there have been criminal actions that have been done by people that work for our government. Now, some of these folks have been caught. Some of these folks have even faced criminal actions because of their actions. Not everybody has, though. These folks get away with breaking the law. Breaking the law, breaking the law. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Some of these folks get away with having their actions not going before a grand jury, going before anything. They break the law. And they are allowed to get away with it by just resigning from the government or retiring from the government. When you hear that they retired from the government, more than likely, they have been able to get their full pension. And it sounds all kinds of good for them, which it is. It's very good for them. We have within the confines of our government people that do this all the time. Part of the reason that they think that they can get away with this is because they are able to be protected. They have protections from the civil service rules. They have protections because they're union employees. And as long as they follow certain rules, they get away with all of this. Now, it isn't right by any stretch of the imagination that they get to do these things. But I've covered this. All of these people We have members of the FBI and DEA that do things that it doesn't even stretch the imagination what they do. They use their positions to enrich themselves. There was a, I covered this not long ago, where a special agent in charge of an office appointed their spouse to a position on some kind of committee, and this person then got one of their other employees that worked for them to fill out paperwork that allowed them the ability to get a cash reward because they worked on this committee. This person was able to resign from the FBI and not face criminal charges. And nothing was said about their spouse and what happened to their spouse. I covered yesterday, and this was a pretty popular article. Let me take a look at the current read total. I don't get many read totals. It is the most popular read total on my redneckthinker.blogspot.com site. It is the acting Secretary of Labor had somebody come to her and offer her money when, and she didn't report it from what we're gathering, from what I'm gathering. Maybe she was the one that turned it in to the OIG, but something tells me she was not the person that turned in her name to the Office of Inspector General. And it was found that there was money that was sent. Now, am I saying that I know 100% that Acting Secretary Sue, that is her name, her last name, actually got a bribe? I do not have that information. I wish I did. I honestly wish that I had that information to pass on to you. But unfortunately, I do not have the resources, nor do I have the voice to be able to get them to answer this question. Would I like to have that voice? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. That is what I am attempting to do. I am attempting to build a community that has such a voice that when I contact the press office of Department of Labor, Department of Interior, Justice Department, all of these areas, that they go, okay, this is somebody that we need to take serious and we need to answer their questions. Whether they give me a line of bull or not, I want them to want to answer questions. I don't have that ability right now because I have been out of the game for far too long. I do not have the reputation that is required to get these people to answer my questions. That requires a community, ladies and gentlemen. And that, now, while I am well aware that not everybody uses a community to do these things, I want to build a community. I want you folks to work with me to get these questions answered. I want them to go, okay, we need to listen when this person asks questions. That is why when I normally tell you things, I do it in a manner that is with proof, because to gain the trust of certain types of people, you also need to be known to be truthful. That what you say is said in a way that there is proof backing it up. And that requires a community that is listened to. Yes, I am well aware that I am a small fry. Believe me, I am well aware that I am a small fry. You don't have to remind me. I know this. I am building this not for myself. What I am doing is attempting to create an environment in which you, my audience, those that read my Blogspot, which I eventually want to turn into something far bigger than a Blogspot, I want to create a situation in which those with power answer questions when I go, what is this? Why is this occurring? And to do that, hey, what is it they say about the YouTube channels? Like, subscribe, comment. I need those things. For those of you that are on Rumble, wow, is all I've got to say. When I put this on Rumble the first day without advertising, I had quite a few viewers for me, for what I am right now. I don't expect to have power right away, and that's why I am working towards it. And I'm working towards it for you, not for me. But I want to ask the question of the Department of Labor. What exactly went on? Here's this Office of Inspector General report. What is the real story? I want to be able to ask that question and have it answered. Now, it might not get answered in a manner in which I am wholly satisfied, but it will cause them to realize that we are paying attention to them. And that is worth far more. That is worth far more than the BS that is normally fed to us. We, as a country, need to have the answers. Because it is ridiculous that we have folks that are in power that think, oh, I don't have to answer these questions. I do not need to tell the American people what I am doing, because I am in power. I have more power than they do, so I don't have to answer these questions. Well, that ain't how I want things done. I want, as a community, I want us to be able to hear what happened when Acting Secretary Sue had checks sent. It's been proven that there are checks. The Office of Interior, or Interior, Office of Inspector General for the Department of Labor has verified that there were checks involved with what happened. So, I want to know, and I am sure you want to know, why she received the checks, how it transpired, and why, via the Office of Inspector General, why that this person did not have criminal prosecution happen to them. Now, it could be something simple. It could just be that, yes, Acting Secretary Sue actually was the one that reported the situation because she did not want any appearance of partiality to somebody, did not want to be seen as someone taking a bribe. That could have happened, ladies and gentlemen. Really, it could have. But the information is a little scant on this topic, and I would like to find out more information, not for myself. I want to find out more information for you, the people that are listening to me. I want to know this information because, in all honesty, it's a little freaky that there are people that think that are comfortable enough to send checks, valid checks, to anybody who is in the position that Acting Secretary of Labor Sue has. Now, all of that being said, there is also the fact that there have been people within the Department of Interior and people within the Department of Labor that have also committed crimes. Now, they normally get prosecuted, but if you work for the Department of Justice, very rarely do they get prosecuted. Now, you're probably going, well, of course not. But here's the thing. That is not a situation in which we need to stand by and say, oh, that just happens all the time. No. The FBI, the DEA, Department of Justice, period. Needs to be held accountable. You should not be allowed to resign or retire after committing a crime. You should be automatically sent for criminal prosecution. Now, could be that they didn't have enough information on the legal front, but if they've got enough information to put inside of a public government record, more than likely they do have enough information to prosecute the person. So we need to ask them why they are not prosecuting these people. We need to ask them, what do we need to do to stop this from happening over and over and over again? And we need to stop it from happening over and over and over again. Now, I'm well aware. I am well aware that this happens way too frequently. You and I don't have the power anymore. Unless you've got a large voice, it's going to continue to happen. That's the way of the world. That's the sad part about this world, is that this is going to continue to happen. And until we create a situation where it doesn't, nothing that I can do about it, nothing you can do about it. It's just seriously not anything that we can do about it. So that's why I created this. Those of you that are on Rumble that haven't heard fully my spiel, I am creating a community that gives voice to those who don't have the voice or the power to deal with this stuff. We're going to work together. Yes, I will be the voice that people hear, but I will be giving voice to what you tell me you want to have voice given to. Now, I will tell you this. I am not giving voice to pop culture issues. There are other people out there that give voice to pop culture issues. That's not what I'm attempting to do. I don't want to give voice to the different little things that are popular on TikTok, and I'm not. That isn't what I am attempting to do. What I am attempting to do is get the government to answer questions. When they sit there and they constantly commit crimes while employed by the U.S. government, there is a reason for it. They feel comfortable with it. They subvert the will of the people because we have politicians that are in office that are not doing their job. There are people in Washington that go there and they become Barbie dolls and Ken dolls, even if they don't look like they should be a Barbie doll or a Ken doll. They get up there, they might scream and shout, they do whatever they can to make it onto a camera, but they have nothing that exhibits them being a serious person. Their entire purpose is to continuously to get reelected so that they have a steady paycheck and that they have ability to get wined and dined by the lobbyist. You think I am joking with you? I am not. They make money from their ability to get on a camera and flap their jaws. They get some power this way, but they're a stuffed shirt. They aren't an actual person that we need to be listening to. And so I want to question these people. I want to go, what are you doing? Why did you, why, when you say this, did you not do it, but instead you performed other actions that are probably not good for those people in which elected you to office? You think I won't do it? Help me out, and I will show you exactly how I will do it. Because I will keep questioning these people, even if they go, "Well, I ain't gotta listen to you. You ain't got no power." That's what you and I are going to band together for. We're going to stop the silliness that comes from them being able to go, "Well, I ain't got to listen to you." Yes, I don't have that kind of power by myself. I am well aware of that. But you and I together do. Don't think that we ain't got the power to be able to look them in the eye and go, "We want answers. We want to know why that you did these things." It's idiotic that we send people to Washington to do these things. Now, I told you earlier on that I was going to tell you about some instances in which things are perverted. Now, let's start with a simple premise. And it's going to sound like I'm covering a pop culture topic because everybody covers this topic. It's a big deal, especially among certain groups of YouTubers who do a lot of screaming and yelling, and they build up decent audiences, but they don't do a whole bunch of getting things done. Well, let's give you a little bit of information. Jeffrey Epstein's little island is not an unusual thing in the world. From what I'm understanding about what P. Diddy did, he possibly did something similar. He offered young ladies to people who would want that sort of thing. Now, I don't know if he did or not. I'm just saying what I am hearing that he possibly did. Now, that idea didn't start with them. By no means did that idea start with them. There are places in this world there are several places in this world in which the rich and powerful, now you have to have both. You can't have one. You have to have both. There are places in this world in which these folks can go to and go, hey, I want to relax. And I have special needs in how I relax. And what can you do for me? Well, they want to be away from prying eyes, you know, the unwashed masses. They want to be away from us when they do these things. And now, there are certain people that are told about these places because they are possibly going to be allowed to become such people. As long as they do the work, they get the chance to do these things. Now, it's not a well-known thing, but these locations around the world have young women, and in some cases young women and men, that are taken from countries because of how they look and because of, you know, skin color, general aptitude to being able to be groomed, I guess is the correct word. They're given a chance to be trained so that they can be pleasing to the rich and powerful. People that can make a difference in the world for good or bad. And these rich and powerful people want to relax. They don't want to relax in the same way in which the unwashed masses are. So, they go to these locations around the world. Now, I know of one instance that happens in an Arab nation. I know specifically that that is real. I don't have proof. But that's because, one, I've never visited there. The person that told me about it had been there more than once. And he was telling me that because at the time I seemed to be someone that wanted to have growth in my life in a certain manner, that I would be able to build my life as long as that he mentored me and I went the correct path. He would be able to get me to a place that had all kinds of carnal delights. And he told me where it was. And he told me who ran it. I confirmed that it really did exist. I knew of the person that ran it. Now, the reason that I am not going to give names, I will say that it's a stable Arab nation that people go to for all kinds of enjoyment. We'll leave it at that. The person is high up within the government of this nation. I confirmed that this was ran because I had, at the time, I had people that I knew that were there. Because of other reasons, I knew these people. Not for the reasons of I wanted to find carnal delight at these places. The same country also has a thriving underground slave market. You can go to certain places in Arab countries, and if you want a blonde that is 5'2" with certain physical measurements, you can buy them. If you want an Asian that meets certain physical requirements, you can buy them. I have since heard, not confirmed, but a couple of people that have told me this are people that I believe them on pretty much everything. They normally are willing to tell the truth about things. And we were just having a conversation. We weren't having a, hey, I want to go visit this place. No. One of these people, their job title is security. And I have been told that there is such a location in both China and in Russia. Now, these rich and powerful people go to these places. They get to do what they want to do, and they ally themselves with the folks that run these locations. If they prove not to be a solid ally, they have a tendency to get blackmailed. They have to do things to be able to keep from their secret being announced. Now, consider how we support certain nations in this world that are of no good to the United States. Consider how we enrich nations that for no reason should we be enriching these nations. We give power to certain nations because our elected officials and those high up within executive departments allow things to happen that does all of these things. Not seeming so far-fetched now, is it? So, yes, for decades, we have slowly been building up that the lower echelons of the federal government have been allowed to become criminals. I say have been allowed because they're protected. As long as they fall within certain rules, nobody touches them. They're protected by civil service rules. They're protected by unions. And sometimes these unions want a little taste. But the crimes that they commit are nothing compared to what the higher echelons, the acting secretaries, deputy secretaries, and the positions within the government that are not appointed by the president, you get those positions by working for a long time for the government, and you get raised to positions that are not necessarily answerable to Congress, that are not answerable to most anybody. And by the time you get those positions, it is very rare that you will even be asked to resign because you know where the skeletons are. And then you have the politicians that we elect that they seem to be working hard for the American people. Some of the folks that get put into these positions are people that go in there with the best of intentions when they are elected. They start gaining power because they're using that power to help others. And then they get told, hey, you built up some power. You are a power in D.C. You have power outside of D.C. So let's introduce you to the perks of that power. You have people in other nations that are in similar positions that are able to go to such places. And hey, the Americans and these foreign dignitaries are able to hobnob and things are done And while the negotiations are happening, could it be that they might get recorded on occasion? I wonder. You think, I hear people talk about the Biden criminal cabal or whatever that it the popular term is. It didn't start with Biden. You can put a good person into office and they can't fight it easily. What it takes is for you and I to get together and become a voice together, one unified voice. Now, we might not agree on everything. Let me give you my normal spiel. I don't need you to agree with me on everything. I really don't. I'm going to make statements that come from my experiences, and you might have a different experience. Seriously, I am not expecting you to agree with me on everything. I will listen to Ron Paul. Ron Paul, who is a veteran of the Air Force. Ron Paul, who is an OBGYN that has delivered thousands of babies. Ron Paul, who went to Congress to fight for small government. Ron Paul, who still continues that fight to this day. I listen to him. I don't agree with him on his foreign policy. It's not that I am completely off base versus what he wants. I just don't agree to the extent that he wants. I believe that there are things that we can do on the foreign relations side that can be done that requires a little bit more involvement. I don't want the foreign entanglements that cripple our nation, but I want us to work a little bit more hand in hand with certain governments, not because I want to have these governments to have a say in our government or us to have a say in their government, but to work with them as friends. I described this the other day. I think that if we go to these countries, help them, not by loaning them money that they will never be able to pay back through, like, say, the IMF, but we go to these countries, we help them with our knowledge to grow food better. We look at what's going on in with their farmland and help them grow food better. If we were to help them start developing an education system that they are able to learn to walk on their own without the intervention of another nation, I think that would be a good thing for the international community. I am not saying that we need to keep feeding them money. I am saying that we help them learn how to walk on their own so that other nations can't go in there and tell them, hey, we'll give you a whole bunch of money and everything, and you can just rely on us, and we just want you to do these things for us. No, I don't want to do that. I want to do the exact opposite. I want to go in there and go, hey, you've got this farmland here. It's not the best in the world. Let's see how we can improve it. Let's turn other areas into farmland so that you are able to feed your people without importing food, without having to have others bring in food to give as charity. We want you to become self-reliant when it comes to food. Once the food situation is taken care of, then let's move on to how can we educate you? How can we help you learn how to be self-sufficient? We will provide teachers for you that will teach people to become the teachers. That would be far better than what we are currently doing, which is feeding money into these countries and them not doing anything. with it except for putting band-aids on bullet wounds. I don't think, from what I have read, that Ron Paul necessarily wants that. I think that's a little too much involvement for him. Now, do I have a problem with Ron Paul? No. I voted for Ron Paul. I consider Ron Paul to be one of the better people to have ran for president. But unfortunately, he didn't get it. He didn't even get a stand a chance of becoming president. But I like Ron Paul. I think he would have made an excellent president. I think he made an excellent House of Representatives member. I think Texas and his district were lucky to have had him. There are other people who have been in office. John Duncan Jr., I think, had a really good record up until he had to resign because of family reasons. There was some scandal there, and it hurt him. But while he served in the House of Representatives, I think that the district that he served in, he represented that district with honor and integrity. At times, he wasn't the best public speaker, but he was a good man. And I met his mother. Anybody who had his mother, I can't imagine that they would want to cause shame to fall upon their mother. His mother was a good person. I liked her. We have many others, though, that are elected to office that, A, we've got the Barbie dolls and Ken dolls. I use, for the Republican side, I use Lauren Boebert as a Barbie doll. I do not believe that Lauren Boebert is a serious politician. You may disagree with me. You may know her better. But everything that I have read up on her, everything that I have researched on her, she does not come across to me as a serious politician. I say the same thing about AOC. I would completely butcher part of her name, and so I say AOC for that reason. It is not because I am trying to shorten it. It is a simple fact of that I would butcher her name. Whether I like a person or not, I try not to butcher people's names unless I am trying to insult them to their face. I am not looking her in the face. I will probably never meet the woman, so I am not going to disrespect her in that manner. But, and this is probably going to be taken as a disrespect, she, on the Democrat side, is a Barbie doll. She is not a serious politician. She tries to be. I will give her this. Both Lauren Boebert and AOC attempt to be serious politicians. Neither one of them succeed, and it is laughable at how bad they are at it. I do not believe that they represent their districts in a manner that is good for their districts. People that voted for them may disagree with me, but I honestly do not believe that they do. There are guys that are Ken dolls that are in office. Now, on the Democrat side, there is a gentleman in the Senate by the name of Devin Booker. Now, at times, he does serious things. And I honestly think that when he does that, somebody is pulling his strings. But here's a man who, according to some women that I have talked to, he is an attractive man. He also got in the tabloids because for a while, and I don't know if they still are dating, he dated Rosario Dawson. I think that is her name. I might be mixing up her name with a character. He talks tough. He makes good speeches, but I can pretty much guarantee you that somebody writes his speeches for him. He seems to be the kind of person that has been coached. I could be wrong, but everything I have seen of him, while he looks like a serious politician, I don't believe he is. Now, somebody who does not look good, according to any woman that I've ever talked to, maybe he does, he's married, but on the Republican side, a man I don't consider a serious politician for the state of South Dakota is Mike Rounds. Now, he, from what I have gathered, and some news articles that I wrote years ago, possibly, it was never proven, from what I gathered via documents that were handed to me that were given to a grand jury investigation, he possibly enriched himself through something called EB-5 passports. Well, EB-5 program. Pardon me. It was the EB-5 program that used passports. There was a whole thing that happened there, and one guy ended up taking his life, or his life was taken from him, because if you read up on the gentleman that took his life's medical files, it was awful strange how he committed suicide. Like, really strange how he committed suicide. It was not completely believable. Let's just put it that way. But I have studied what he has done, and he has done some good for the state of South Dakota. But I don't believe that he has changed his stripes, nor do I believe that he has been someone who is up there for any other purpose but to enrich themselves. I could be mistaken. I might be completely off the mark. I'll admit to it. But I don't believe that he is up there for the betterment, past the fact of he wants to look good enough to be able to be reelected. I don't believe that he is a serious politician that we need in Washington, D.C. And yes, he has an R by his name, and there are some people that go, oh, we just, state of South Dakota has enough Republicans there that if Mike Rounds was to not run, there would be another Republican that would be in that office. Now, I haven't checked on him recently. He may no longer be in office. Last time I checked, he was, which was a few years ago. But I don't see him as a serious person. I don't see him as someone that should have the power that he holds, nor do I believe that Booker out of state of New Jersey, his first name, I might have said his first name wrong. That is how unserious that I take him. But Booker from the state of New Jersey is another person that I do not believe is a serious politician. These people get in office, and they sit in these seats, and people continuously reelect them because they're inoffensive candidates. Well, we no longer need inoffensive candidates. We need people who are serious politicians, such as Mark Rice in Chicago area, Tom Hansen, Chicago area. I interviewed both those gentlemen. Let me tell you, they are serious people who have a want to do serious things when they get to Washington, D.C., and they understand the issues. Mark Rice understands energy a little bit better because he actually owns a business in the energy industry. In other words, he can understand what it would take for us as a nation to be more independent. Tom Hansen understands commercial real estate. He understands real estate a little bit better because he owns a business that is commercial real estate. But they're running against Democrats in the Chicago area. They probably won't be able to get into office. But if you are in the Chicago area, you should vote for them. If you want to find, Tom Hansen's interview is on my Redneck Thinker blogspot. If you want me to transfer over the Mark Rice interview, it is on, you could probably look it up via Google search. Look up who Mark Rice is. These are both serious candidates, and we need people like this in office. It is at the point that we no longer need yes men in office. We no longer need these people that you vote for because they're inoffensive. We no longer need the people that you vote for because they look good. We need people in office that are serious people that will tackle the real issues, that are not going to tackle the issues that are pop culture issues. The pop culture issues are killing us. The pop culture issues are causing us to get distracted from the fact that we have a criminal environment within our federal government. The pop culture issues are distracting us from the fact that we have foreign countries owning mines and farmland and other things in this country. Smithfield Foods should never have been bought by a Chinese corporation. It should never have been allowed to have been bought by a Chinese corporation. Farmland in this country should never have been bought by China or any other nation. The mines in this country, it should never have been allowed for the Uranium One company to have been transferred over to Russia, let alone that one of our mines, uranium mines, was handed over to the Russian government. Now, thankfully, that mine has since been sold to an American company. I don't know if it's still operating. I looked the other day, and I don't think it is. Instead, we are buying uranium from multiple sources outside of the United States. We are having to have uranium refined more by foreign countries than by our own country. These are serious issues, ladies and gentlemen, and they are not getting addressed, and that is what I am here to do. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say goodbye, but before I do that, if you liked our conversation, like, subscribe, comment, yada, yada, yada. You will know how that goes. I have a book. It's called The Founding Freedoms Primer. It will be in the description. I have a Patreon. It's Freedom VN. Freedom Visual Novel is what it's short for. I am wanting to create a series of visual novels because people want to look at everything online nowadays. I like a good book. I'm old. I like to look at a good book and have it in my hands, not look at it via e-reader or tablet. Call me old. Go ahead. I understand. But you can go to itch.io and acquire it. You can get it for free. You do not have to buy it. But if you would like to give me money for it, I will be very happy and very appreciative. But my Patreon, Freedom VN, was what I started for that, and then I decided I wanted to get back into this, and so I'm doing both. I have a Patreon. If you would be so kind as to go to my Patreon and help me out, I would be very appreciative of that too. I will have benefits for you. Just need to start talking to people to figure out what I need. I have my blogspot.com, Redneck Thinker. I just transferred everything over to that. I just created it recently and started doing it that way. I had another one, and I have articles that you can find that way. I'm on Reddit, Redneck Thinker, YouTube, Redneck Thinker, Rumble, Redneck Thinker, MeWe. I've got the Writings of Paul Shannon if you want to join that group. I post all my articles there. Look at the date. The older ones probably don't work because most of the people I used to write for no longer do that kind of thing. I'm on Facebook, The Ramblings of Paul Shannon. Yes, not only am I trying to brand myself as Redneck Thinker, I can't get a Redneck Thinker page on Facebook. It won't accept that name. So, The Ramblings of Paul Shannon. I've tried to delete the older articles that are no longer relevant. So you can go there and re-find my articles that I have been writing recently. Trying to think what else. That's pretty much it. So, if you would like to help me out, I would be very appreciative. If you would like to talk with me, I can be communicated with. To those people who have come to me or that are listening to me on Rumble, wow. I was told to advertise on there, and it's been more than just advertising, it's been more than just the folks that I have sent out to my via Twitter and Facebook and MeWe and Reddit. Holy cow. I had, without advertising it, I had like 9 people. That, for somebody who's just starting out, that's wow for me. So thank you, Rumble. I am on YouTube, though. I'm on Podbean. That's where this thing gets all set up. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Paul, the Redneck Thinker. Have a good day.